How's it going, guys? Past level question, pharmacology, step one. Going to be a very short clip here. 61-year-old woman, she's had palpitations 2 weeks. She has invasive ductal carcinoma managed with trastuzumab, aka Herceptin. Recent use of which the following is most likely cause of these symptoms. Now, even if you don't know what's going on right away, you've clearly got palpitations, which doesn't sound right. It's not normal, in conjunction with the fact that she's on a chemotherapeutic agent. And then we're asking about another drug here. Okay, now you could infer that the palpitations are probably a toxicity related to trastuzumab, which, yes, trastuzumab happens to be cardiotoxic. That detail in and of itself is low yield for US simile. Okay, the point here is we say which of the following drugs somehow led to toxicity from whatever drug she's on. Trastuzumab happens to be the one. So let's just look at the answer choices. Choice A, carbamazepine, wrong fucking answer. So carbamazepine can cause SIDH. Clearly, this is used for seizures. It can also be used as prophylaxis for cluster headache. It blocks sodium channels. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B, cimetidine, correct answer. So it's an H2 blocker used for stomach acid. Now, you say, what's going on here? Not dramatic, past level, as I said. Cimetidine is the only one listed that's a P450 inhibitor. Holy shit. So carbamazepine is an inducer, as are all the others. So as I prefaced with, it doesn't matter what drug the patient's on. Cimetidine could have been grapefruit juice, could have been fluconazole. So P450 inhibitor is the reason we have increased serum levels, presumably of trastuzumab, leading to cardiotoxicity. US simile also wants you to know that cimetidine can cause gynecomastia, shows up on the step. Let's just quickly whip through the others because you'll fill in the wrong fucking answer. As I already said, the rest of these are P450 inducers, so they lower serum levels. Griseofulvin, microtubule inhibitor. This is going to be the answer for tinea capitis. Oral griseofulvin for patient only, not for close contacts, also is for step two family medicine. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, rifampin, wrong fucking answer. So inducer, but this is almost always just going to be used for tuberculosis as part of RIPE therapy. Rifampin can also be used for close contacts, for prophylaxis, for Neisseria meningitis, also Haemophilus influenza type B epiglottitis. Rifampin can also be added to gentamicin and vancomycin for empiric therapy for endocarditis in those who have prosthetic material in the heart. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, real quick, you can just know rifampin can cause orange tears, okay, orange secretion slash tears. As already said, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, St. John wort, wrong fucking answer. So P50 inducer, but all you need to know for US simile, I mean, it can be used for depression, but all you need to know is that this can cause serotonin syndrome in isolation, and also if the patient is already on an SSRI or has been on a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. So you should just, if someone were to say St. John wort, what do you know about it? All you need to say is, oh, okay, that's an herbal medicine. It's known to cause serotonin syndrome. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.